It's Valentine's Day and the time for flowers and candies between lovers. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill notes that we now exchange such emotional moments in the world of cyberspace.
Valentine's Day is widely celebrated in the States, here on the shore too. It doesn't ensure us of any perks like Thanksgiving or Labor Day do. No time off for Valentine's Day, or are we paid time and a half for going into work? How odd, since we say that it's love that makes the world go round. Skeptical of such claims? Just listen to pop tunes played on the radio. 90% are about love. Sending loved ones flowers, candy, or writing cards isn't new and was popular in 18th century England. Since the English, as cooks, can't compare it to the French, dining out in Britain may have been regarded as a wussy expression of love. Today's electronics have changed how we express affection. Young lovers, or the most tender of old friends and spouses, route their sentiments through cyberspace, cell phones, and with Twitter, tweet, and on computers. Valentine's cards, once handcrafted, each one a work of art, thoughtful and personalized like the ones in grade school I remember making for the girls I liked or my teachers and parents, now travel through space like meteor showers. Most cards today are mass-produced like Hallmark cards. For the young and passionate, Valentine's Day is hot. Few lovers would forget for a moment to send their beloved, if not a steamy email or tweet, at least roses. Some dine out. For people my age, just remembering the Valentine's Day is a challenge. In February of last year, my wife and I were on holiday in Puerto Rico. I had been preparing to offer a course on compassion and kindness, and I read voraciously, studying about compassion. Being aware, I learned, was the royal route to developing compassion. How then could I be more aware? By meditation, of course. I began a disciplined program of meditation and read everything on this subject, including some of the sutras of the Buddha himself, who became enlightened. Awareness allowed him to be filled with loving kindness and compassion to friend and foe alike. Meditation began paying off for me. Puerto Ricans are friendly, but not when they're driving. They're predatory. New York City taxi drivers are pussycats compared to your average Puerto Rican driver. When local drivers cut me off or sideswipe me, they'd often flip me the manual gesture of contempt. I'd flip one right back. Growing more aware of my anger through meditation, though, I stopped making signs at obnoxious drivers, and I felt more kindly and less judgmental on the road. That's just how Puerto Ricans drive, I thought. Best to be aware of it, but be gentle. One morning, my wife entered the kitchen. I was making coffee. She immediately put her arms around me and gave me a kiss. This isn't usual first thing before breakfast. Although pleased, I was surprised. "Hey, what's up?" I asked. "Happy Valentine's Day," she chirped. I had no idea it was Valentine's Day. It never crossed my mind. About my course teaching about compassion and awareness, I can only say to you that those who can do and those who can't teach. Happy Valentine's Day, George Merrill on the shore.